much prayer time. We have a lot of prayer requests. That's because a lot of people are in need.
Amen.
We have a sister Baptiste. She needs prayer. Mine is okay.
Amen. Can we all say praise the Lord?
Didn't have to make it in, but God was good.
incredible. Amen. But we will go over more. And that in Exodus chapter 5, we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Amen. Chapter 5, 1 through 3. You know, you hear almost every day there are close ones, people that are loved ones, people that are very dear to us, that have been afflicted with that terrible disease of cancer. Amen. I was speaking to my aunt this morning, and she was telling me about one of my cousins that went through. She said, he didn't quit. She said, but he's fighting. Every time you turn around, there's something that's happening. And I know recently I had to go up and battle with doctors a little bit. A couple months ago, amen. They were telling me, you got cancer, you got this, you got the other. Amen. I'm going to go out the way I went to the doctor, and he's like, when I went to the doctor's like, well, this is pretty serious. I said, yeah, I know it's a pretty serious situation, but you just a hot physician, and he is a he's Jehovah Rapha, God my healer. So, you know, we were praying, and it was a prayerful situation. And then, when I had to go for my follow-up meeting, as I was in prayer, the Lord told me, he said, go tell that doctor that I didn't do this for you, but I did this for him. He said, you all right, but his faith is waning. So when I went in, he said, okay. I said, well, doctor, before you say anything, let me tell you what God told me to tell you. You got to be bold when it comes to Jesus. He said, well, what did God tell you to tell me? I said, God told me to tell you your faith is weak. So even though you had all these diagnoses and prognoses, you're wrong. And God's going to show you you're wrong to increase your faith.
Amen.
So he said, well, I guess God told you right. You know, I said, man, no matter what diagnosis he reports, if I got it, God is still with me. The church is losing too much confidence in God because of everything that's happening. God can do anything but fail.
Amen.
He's a healer. God is a deliverer. Amen. God is everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us go to Exodus chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Amen.
Amen.
Do we all have it?
Amen.
First one reads, and after Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? Yeah, I don't know who you, Pharaoh. You don't know who God is? Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? That I should obey to the Israel Lord. He said, I know not. I bet you by the time he finished, he knew who he was. Maybe he didn't know in the beginning. But when the Lord finished with those 10 miracles, he knew who the Lord was. He said, I know not the Lord, neither will I let the Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews. Who is the Lord? He's the God of the Hebrews. You don't have to figure it out. He's telling you who the Lord is. The God has been with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey to the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with us. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. We thank you for all this transpiring. Lord, we thank you for being God. And Lord, we thank you for being a God that's able to discern what is the needs of our people. Now, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to search hearts at this time. Lord, search minds. Lord, send a word to heal. Lord, send a word to deliver, and send a word to set free. Lord, loose captive minds. Lord, loose captive spirits. Lord, your word said, when the Spirit of the Lord is there in liberty, now Lord, we stand in that liberty, and we ask you to set us free. God called Moses. We all know about the burning bush. God called Moses from the burning bush. And Moses turned aside to see what to Moses to take off your shoes for the place where you're standing at is. Anybody like to be on some holy ground? That means God's presence is there. He said, take off the shoes for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And then God proceeded. He said, Moses, I have a job for you to do. But Moses did like many of us do when God called us to do a job. We begin to make up excuses or try to get out of what God has told us to do. So Moses said, Lord, when I go back to Pharaoh and I ask Pharaoh, who sent me, what am I going to say? What is your name? He said, just tell him, I am that I am. That I am means I am the Almighty. It means I am the mighty God. Hallelujah. So when Moses goes back to there and they appear before Pharaoh, Pharaoh says, who is? Anybody ever ask you that? Who is? Who is the Lord? Amen. But the Lord knows how to show who he is. You might question his power. You might question his ability. You might question his ability to deliver, but how many know God is a deliverer? Anybody know him to be a deliverer? Anybody can look back over times in your life and you say, my soul looks back and wonder, how I got over. You know how you got over? God is a deliverer. So our message this morning is God is a deliverer. But after the deliverer, the battle begins. From Pharaoh, from Egypt, and from bondage. Amen. My wife and I were speaking recently, and we were saying it's amazing how God saves people. They struggle for so long, then after they get saved, they leave church. Jesus. You know why? Because people think after they get saved, it's all over. But after you get saved, that's when the battle begins. That's when the devil says, wait a minute. And if I don't go get them back and get them to go to hell with me, they're going to wind up being in heaven with God. So after the deliverance, the battle begins. In church, we usually, after God has delivered, after we see that all that God has done, we let down our guards. We relax. We say, well, God has done it all. Saints of God, after the deliverance, that's when the battle begins. Amen. Before we go to Exodus chapter 5, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Let me just read a couple of scriptures in Matthew. So don't relax. Don't get weary in a way of doing. Paul said, after all he's gone through, he said, I fought a. You got to fight. Don't give in. Don't quit. Don't believe the devil's lie.
It's not This, that we have led Israel
serving us. And he made his chariots ready and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captain over them. He took everything in his artillery. He took everything because what they had been delivered from was now going to chase them. And he was in turn. He said, we're going to get them. We're going to overthrow them. He said, we're not going to just go with part of our army. He said, we're going with everything. The devil is so determined to get us that he throws out everything. He puts everything in our way trying to get us. Amen? It says, and the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them in camping by the sea besides Pahath-Hiroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were coming after them. They had relaxed. They were out in the wilderness. They said, God has set us free, and they began to relax. But then the children of Israel do what many of us do when God has delivered us. And we see that thing is falling behind us. Instead of trust and believe God, we will do like they did. It said that when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel looked up their eyes. Verse 11 said, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have thou taken us to die in the wilderness? He said, wherefore have thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? Now, I've heard this said many times, after people get saved, God washes away their sins. God gives them a fresh walk, a fresh talk, any of y'all ever go into the X-ray room? And they try to find out what's going on with you. They say, okay, your lungs gotta stay. They say, matter of fact, they say, get a magazine, go sit in the waiting room. Hallelujah. But when I was in that operation room, fight.
to do something.
Right. You know how we are, you men have a y'all, right? Y'all cry and cry. Y'all strong and tough,
bro.
Y'all cry and cry. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all gonna say amen? All right. Yeah. Yes, you cry. You cry your private time. Amen. And you think, oh Lord, what am I gonna do? And the Lord said unto him, wherefore are you crying out to me? He said, all that crying is not gonna change your present situation. You have to do something. You got to do something. You got to engage in this battle to change your situation. You can't listen to the talks of the enemy. You got to do something. Look at somebody, you gotta do something. Your situation ain't gonna change unless you do something. Amen? He said, how are you crying? Because of the children of Israel, don't go backwards, but go
forward.
Hallelujah. God said, you know what? You got to do something. But the last choice should be to go back. Yes, that thing is chasing you. That thing is beating you, trying to hold you back. Amen. But don't go. God said, yeah, I hear you crying. Stop crying. It's time for you to go. He said, when you go back, then you live in the misery of the memories of the past. But it's time to forget the things which are and to pray for the things which are before. It's time to press forward. So God said, I don't want you to stand still. I don't want you to do nothing. He said, I want you to go
forward.
Go forward. Yes, that thing is chasing you, but don't give in to it. Yes, that spirit is trying to overcome you, but don't give in to it. Hallelujah. God has delivered you. Don't give. I've heard of people that were in homosexual and illicit relationships, and God delivered them. But the thing God delivered them from kept chasing them. Right? It will. It's not going to give up on. Because the devil has for one desire. He said, I had you, and I'm going to get you back. But you know what we do? We say, well, God got this. Yeah, God got this. If you got, you got to help him with this. You got to do something as well. Amen? And he says, the Lord was with them, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went. This is why you got to have God with you. Now, Pharaoh and his soldiers were chasing after Israel. And they saw him coming. So God said, but I'm with you. So I'm going to be the buffer. I'm going to be the guard. I'm going to be your buckler. I'm going to be your shield. I'm going to be your intercessor. I'm going to stand between you and the enemy. So God was leading them. Yeah. end up to this God thing, I'm telling you. Right? I'm about 50 something years old. 50 something. And I remember the years I've been there, about 58. No, something, 50, something up there. I'm almost close to 60. Don't make a difference, but I feel like I'm 20. So I don't know about age. Age don't mean nothing. That's what I'm talking about. They said, what are you doing up on that thing? I'm passing out something. 20 years old. So I'm missing that age stuff. But I've seen God. I've seen my life without God. I've seen it when I was 19. My life was miserable. I was a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that and a whole lot of blah, 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 and all that other stuff. But my life was miserable. I remember I would go home at night. I would meet my friends in the day, and I was a decent athlete, and I would meet this man. And I began to go home at night, and I would just cry and pray. I remember the nights I just prayed, oh my God, I need a change in my life. Then after I got saved, woo! After I got saved, I had no desire to look back. I got saved in 1976. God is my witness, 1976. So now it's how many years? Really, 40. You're going on 40. I've been walking with Jesus a long time. I said I've been walking with Jesus
a long time.
And I'm not
tired.
You know why? It's a battle. It's going to rage whether you're saved or unsaved. Keep God with you. God can deliver. God will deliver. But it requires you to do a part too. God can't do it all and you do nothing. Paul said, I'm going to fight a... Paul said, you know, I've had some challenges in my life. Anybody have some challenges? Just take my way more. Paul said, I had some challenges. Paul said, I had some hardships. Paul said, I had some, not just difficulty, but extreme difficulties. He said, but none of these things move me. We said, well, Paul, how can you say through all that you've been through, and you come to us because we've been through some stuff? Right? We know we've been through some stuff. He said, well, how can you say none of these things move me? He said, because I don't count my life to be in it. He said, the most important thing to me is that I win Christ. If you purpose that in your heart today, you know, I've been through some stuff. I really had some hard times. I've had some difficult times. Even right now, I'm smiling, but on the outside, I'm crying. I put forth my best effort on the outside, and right there on the inside, I'm crying. God can help you. God can make a way for you. You need God more than you need anything else. You need, anybody need God? Even though it might look better on the outside, it's always better on the inside with God. As the elders who finish to come forward, the whole world has come forward. After the deliverance, the battle begins. After you fought all that you can, after you've done all that you can do, there is time for the battle to begin. As we all stand, now the gifts come forward. We're all at some crossroads in our life where we need to make a decision. I always encourage you, the best decision that you can ever make is to stay with God. People are going to walk out of your life, people are going to leave. But God said He will never leave us nor forsake us. The scripture says concerning God, He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. God will always be there for you and be there with you. Just don't give up. Don't quit.